Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, March 18th, 2016. I am Adam Paulus, and I'm here to talk to you about stuff. What do we got this week? Movies and toys. We will not be here next week because Entertainment Earth will be having a well-deserved day off. We work very hard. I'd say we play hard. I don't know how everybody plays. I play pretty hard. There's a lot of toys around here, and it takes time. I mean, it's very exhausting. I'm looking at G2 Menasor and a Masterpiece Hot Rod, BB-8 drinking cup with a straw through his head, a Hikari Buzz Lightyear, Mezco 112 Collective Spock, Black Series Jango Fett, lots of stuff on my desk. Definitely dinosaurs from Wendy's in the 1980s. There's some good stuff here, and they need to be well taken care of and maintained. So that's why I won't be here next week. But you will, and you'll be having a great time. But this week, what you want to talk about is movies. Last week at the box office, Zootopia was number one again with $51 million. 10 Cloverfield Lane was number two. Well, actually, was that the first week? No, it was the second week. But 10 Cloverfield Lane debuted with $24 million. I saw it, and I enjoyed it. Got a little weird at the end, but I enjoyed it. Deadpool was number three with $10.9 million. London Has Fallen to fourth place with $10.8 million, and Whiskey Tango Foxtrot rounded out the top five with $4.6 million. New this week, Divergent, Allegiant, Miracles from Heaven, The Bronze, Midnight Special, and others in limited release. In the news, Allegiant got $2.4 million in Thursday night previews, which I am reading is a low for the franchise, but it's probably still going to do okay. Zootopia is expected to be number one again. Simon Pegg has been cast in Spielberg's Ready Player One, a movie about the future that involves video game stuff, and there's a book if you like spoilers. And by spoilers, I mean reading books. Ethan Coen will direct the Cannonball Run reboot for Warner Brothers, which is either going to be awesome or terrible or both. I am very much looking forward to the cast list just because I like the idea of having a crazy race movie with lots of famous people for no good reason. How bad could it be? He asked, expecting to find out in about 2 years. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We have a Kid Robot sale for you. Buy one, get one 40% off. Simpsons, Alien, Labbits, Gremlins, and so many others can be yours while supplies last or through Tuesday, because that's when the sale ends. In the news, there is no new Hikari item this week, but we posted lots of other exciting new toys. The Star Wars The Force Awakens Takodana Encounter is an action figure set where you get the first ever Maz Kanata figure. And if you don't have Rey or BB-8, they're here. And if you don't have Finn, which I'm guessing you probably don't if you didn't already buy one, aside from the fact that that is a perfectly logical statement, I haven't even seen Finn in my mini toy runs lately. He was one of the figures that didn't sell as well in the 3¾-inch scale when the line first hit. But he's gone now, and he's here in this set. And Rey has a lightsaber and an exclusive trunk. So it's a pretty awesome set for the asking price, and you can order it today. We also added the Transformers Combiner Wars Generation 2 Menasor Stunticons box set. It has free shipping in the U.S. It is in stock while supplies last. We had a good number this week. That number has diminished significantly every day I checked in. I'm guessing we'll probably be out by Tuesday or Wednesday, so you might want to go ahead and get it. It's also this week's Toy of the Week, so we'll get into that one a little bit more in a minute. It's the second in a series of... They've only announced four so far, feel free to read between the lines, of the Combiner Wars box sets. There will be most likely more, but if there are definitely more in Japan. And if you look around the web, you can read about how great these things are, and if you don't have Combiner Wars toys yet, I would recommend fixing that. The Nightmare Before Christmas Oogie Boogie figure is in stock now from Diamond Select Toys. It is a select figure with lots of articulation. It's pretty big. I'd say it's meaty, but you know, and I know Oogie Boogie's full of bugs, so that would be inappropriate. The select figures from Diamond are pretty spectacular, and they're doing some great stuff. They've done Marvel, they've done Universal, they're gonna do Cthulhu. You should look into these. That's what I'm getting at. They're nice figures. The Universal Monster ones are pretty swell, too, and the Star Trek ones are pretty swell. I haven't been disappointed yet, is what I'm getting at. New pre-orders are up for Gentle Giant. We added the Jumbo Secret Wars Spider-Man. It's an upsized version of Mattel's 1980s figure, as well as Superpowers Batman and Robin. The Kenner figures are now bigger. We added Force Awakens Flame Trooper Bust, the Scotty Young-esque Spider-Gwen statue, which is pretty sweet. She's got a yo-yo. And a 1/8 scale Darth Vader statue based on The Empire Strikes Back. It's all really great stuff. The 1/12 Collective Daredevil from Mezco is up. A lot of the 1/12 Collective figures from Mezco do pre-sell out. So if you think you want them, I'd recommend pre-ordering. Like I said, I got the Spock on my desk. It's really nice. I mean, you look at these things, and there are some high-end 1/6 scale figures, you know, the 12-inch figures from various companies all over the world, and they're very nice. This is just as nice. It's a lot cheaper, and you can fit more of them on a shelf. So if you want big, this isn't big, but it's sort of like, what would happen if somebody made a Marvel Legends-sized figure that just kicked the living snot out of every other action figure in that scale in your collection? That's what the 1/12 Collective figures are. Not saying that they aren't good. Marvel Legends are great. They're lots of fun. I've got many on my desk right now. But if you want something that's like a high-end figure with cloth clothing and interchangeable hands and all that stuff, give these a look. And, oh, we also added the Aliens vs. Predator Requiem Predalien hybrid metal figuration die-cast metal action figure from Herocross. It's kind of deformed. It's got a big head. There's not a lot of Predalien toys. There's a few, but there's not a lot. So give that a look. And that's what I got. So I will let you go. I will see you in 2 weeks. Have a lovely weekend. If you're having a spring break, break it well. If you're having to work, like I am for most of the next week, have fun working. Go see a movie. There's a lot of good stuff to see. And it's always a good time to catch up on your TV shows or your stories or whatever the Netflix generation calls them. I'm old and don't know. So I will see you next time. Follow us at news.entertainmentearth.com or on Twitter at EntEarth, and we will see you next time.